This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus from the Los Angeles Times, sitting in today for Tess Viglin. As Marketplace's David Gura noted, healthcare is one of the biggest issues on voters' minds this election. And healthcare means the Affordable Care Act and Medicare. And, of course, Medicare is getting a lot of attention this convention season because it's the one thing that both President Obama and Governor Romney want to talk about all the time.
Because I know the Democrats are going to be showing videos of, old people being thrown off cliffs and so forth. But don't forget who it was that cut Medicare by $500 billion.
I've proposed reforms that will save Medicare money by getting rid of wasteful spending in the healthcare system. Reforms that will not touch your Medicare benefits, not by a dime. Now, Mr. Romney and his running mate have a very different plan.
Paul Ryan and I have talked about is saving Medicare, is providing people greater choice in Medicare, making sure it's there for current seniors. No changes, by the way, for current seniors or those nearing retirement.
The Romney-Ryan plan, of course, involves the use of vouchers. That's an approach that the Republican Party once rejected and has now come to embrace. Henry J. Aaron helped write the Medicare voucher program, now championed by Republicans. He's an economist and noted healthcare expert at the Brookings Institution. Mr. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, throughout this whole debate, it's just so wonky. There's just so many big numbers involved. There's so many moving parts. How is the typical American, the typical voter, supposed to make an informed decision about Medicare reform?
I think they have to pay very close attention. And the reason I say that is I believe that there has been a massive amount of misrepresentation going on. I would say almost a lack of honesty about exactly what the plan being put forward by Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan would entail. What isn't acknowledged is that if the savings and the additional revenues that would flow into Medicare as a result of health care reform were repealed, as Mr. Romney has pledged to do, the date of insolvency of the Medicare Hospital Insurance Trust Fund would move up from 2024 to 2016, forward 8 years by their proposal, and we have not seen any suggestion of how equivalent savings could be achieved in some other way.
Let's talk a little bit about one of the centerpieces of, I guess, what we could call the Ryan Romney plan, and that is the idea of vouchers. In other words, people who are eligible for Medicare, whether they are a senior or a disabled person, would receive a set amount of money. They could use that money to buy into Medicare, or they could buy a similar plan from a private insurer. Will that system work?
The idea that we need to drastically overhaul the system in order to provide Medicare beneficiaries a lot of choice is just dead wrong. It's a misrepresentation of the facts. The choice now exists. The real question is, in the event that healthcare spending rises faster than targets, who bears the cost of that increase? And under the Ryan plan, if healthcare spending continues to rise at historical rates, if the various reforms that have been enacted don't work as they are, as we hope and many of us expect they will work, then the out-of-pocket expenses for Medicare beneficiaries go up.
Now, you were an early proponent of vouchers, what you called at the time premium support, and yet you've had a change of heart.
I have had a change of heart. What the military calls the facts on the ground have changed radically. We have enacted overall health care reform, and the nation has a real job now to implement that reform and make it work. Insurers have a very strong temptation to compete on the basis of trying to enroll the least expensive customers. That's a very easy population to deal with compared to the Medicare population.
I just want to zero in on that one point, and that's the idea that private insurers might offer plans that are a little cheaper than Medicare, perhaps less comprehensive, thus attracting healthier people, meaning that the sicker population would go into the traditional Medicare plan. And if I understand correctly, that would drive Medicare rates up even higher.
That's right. You staff up in a way that provides a less than optimal service for the most costly medical conditions. But you take care very nicely of the diseases of the well, such as offering a sports medicine benefit to potential clients.
And yet Medicare as we know it is still very troubled. And according to the people who run Medicare, the program is looking at a roughly $30 trillion shortfall over the next 75 years.
Well, let's try and put that in some context. The Affordable Care Act closed two-thirds of the long-term gap that was projected in Medicare hospital insurance. The remainder of Medicare is fully financed. It's financed by a combination of premiums and by general revenues, which Congress has said will be available in amounts sufficient to cover existing benefits. Now, we have to acknowledge that we spend an awful lot on health care, more than any other country does by a wide margin. We're not as efficient as we should be. And we have a health care system problem, so we need to address that. But supplemental medical insurance, doctor's bills, the drug part of coverage, those are fully paid for under current law, and there is no gap in financial coverage there.
Henry J. Aaron is an economist and healthcare expert at the Brookings Institution. Mr. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.